So what are your initial emotions after getting drafted to Freo?
Oh, lots of relief and really excited. Had to wait around a while, and so grateful to the club for giving me this opportunity, so hopefully I can repay them.
And you're at Etihad Stadium at the moment, or Marvel Stadium,
Yeah, I'm at Marvel Stadium, yeah.
So are you watching the draft there with your family?
Yeah, I was watching with my mum and dad and younger sister, so it was good to share it with them, and they're all pretty keen as well, so.
What was their reactions to your name getting called out?
Oh, they were ecstatic, as I was. I just gave them a hug, and I haven't seen them much yet because I've been doing a bit of media, but I can't wait to have a chat with them, so.
And how do you feel about heading over to WA?
Yeah, really excited. I can't wait to get over there. I think it's probably a bit similar to Adelaide from what I've heard. So, two club town and pretty relaxed environment. So, I can't wait to get over there and, meet everyone at the club and, and the respect of my teammates.
We've already done a bit of Instagram stalking and noticed that your good mates with Steph Njeri. You must be excited to reunite with him at Freo.
Yeah, he's one of my best mates, and I've done a lot of training with him over the years, and he's been someone that I've been able to look up to over the past couple of years as well. And obviously, doing a bit of training with him in the off season, we've had some good chats about Freo, and he really loves the lifestyle and the club over there. So I can't wait to talk to him as well. He'll be stoked.
I think he's training at the moment, so he probably doesn't even know yet. But have you sent him a message or anything?
Yeah, no, I haven't yet. My phone's turned off at the moment, so I'll get to that. But it should be good.
So last year you captained South Australia to the under-18s title. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, it was an unbelievable experience. Obviously, we were pretty successful and had a really strong team and some really talented players in the team as well. We've been rewarded over the past couple of days. So, it was an unforgettable experience and, some memories that I'll have forever.
What did you learn from the experience and playing against elite players your age?
Probably just what's required and the work that goes in. I suppose there's lots of talented players in the country, so I'm going to have to work harder than everyone else to earn my spot.
Yeah. And for the Freo fans who haven't seen you play, how would you describe yourself?
I'd say I'm mainly an inside mid and a good ball user that's able to use both sides of my body and clean hands and a good decision maker. So
you start pre-season training on Monday. What are you most looking to work on when you get there?
Probably my endurance. That's something that it's been a bit of goal of mine and something to improve on, and that's what I'll be hoping to improve in the off season. Hopefully, playing as an inside mid, that's something that's pretty important to that sort of game. So,
you've been drafted alongside Sam Sturt. Do you know much about him?
No, I don't actually. I've never met him, so I'm keen to meet him. I don't think he's here at the moment, but I'm sure I'll catch up with him later.
Anyone at Freo you're most looking forward to playing with?
Pardon?
Is there anyone at Freo you're most looking forward to playing with?
Probably Nat Fyfe. He's an absolute superstar of the game and someone I've looked up to for a few years now, just the way he goes about everything. So, but I can't wait to meet all my teammates.
Is there anything in particular you think you can learn off him or that you'll be looking out for?
Oh, I think his stoppage work is one of his strengths and his ability to get through and use his hands or kick out a stoppage. So a bit of body positioning and stuff like that will be stuff I'm looking to learn off him.
It's a young midfield group that we have at Freo. There should be plenty of opportunities to come up for you this year if you do well at training. Is that something that's motivating you?
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully I can get in there and I'm looking to really work hard and hopefully cement my spot in the team and earn the respect of my teammates. So that's the goal.